From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Dorman reporting. President Trump prepares for his trip to Asia. The White House says the threat from North Korea will be at the top of the agenda for the leaders, and the area is also an acceptable outcome. If this does not achieve through pressure by economic sanctions and diplomacy, U.S. National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster warns the United States will respond with all capabilities available to North Korean aggression. Islamic State has claimed Saifullo Saipov, the 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant who killed 8 people in New York City earlier this week, was one of their own. Meantime, President Trump has been talking about sending Saipov to the U.S. detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has appeared to indicate Guantanamo was not off the table.
Terrorists should know this. This administration will use all lawful tools at our disposal, including prosecution in Article III courts or at Guantanamo Bay. If anyone has any doubt about it, they can ask the more than 500 criminals whom the Department of Justice has convicted of terrorism-related offenses since 9/11.
Saipov, who came to the United States legally through a special visa program, faces numerous terrorism related to Tuesday's deadly rampage in New York City, in addition to those killed, a dozen more seriously wounded. Demonstrators gathering outside Venezuela's National Intelligence Service headquarters demanding the release or at least better treatment of several hundred dissidents detained there and elsewhere for months, many of the detainees students. This is VOA News.